This is The National Conversation with All Things Considered. I'm Ari Shapiro. The pandemic has left many Americans struggling, financially, physically, and emotionally. But some of you tell us that you have found silver linings in our new reality. You've told us about moments of happiness and asked questions about how to find it during these tough times. So we're happy to welcome back Dr. Amelia Aldeo, a clinical psychologist in New York City who specializes in treatment for anxiety. Dr. Aldeo, thanks for being here.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me.
Before we start talking about moments of joy in a pandemic, I want to acknowledge that this makes many people feel guilty, you know, when people are sick and dying and out of work. What do you tell your patients about looking for the silver lining and focusing on the joy?
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, I think more than ever, this is a time for all of us to try to focus on the silver linings, on the positive moments, the positive relationships, also the opportunities for growth. And like you're saying, this usually comes with some feelings of guilt. And, you know, we tend to have a very complex relationship with guilt. Guilt is an emotion that signals that other people are not doing well, right? That other people are having difficulties, and it makes us very uncomfortable. So we tend to try to push it away, or we actually end up getting sucked into it. Yeah. What I tell my patients all the time, what I tell my friends, quite frankly, what I tell myself is, you know, to acknowledge the guilt and to try to turn it into something positive. How can you turn your guilt into helping other people, into connecting with other modes?
Yeah. Well, let's hear from our first listener about one of these silver linings that they've found.
Hello, my name is Ambika. I live in Berkeley, California, and one of my neighbors has every night with her two kids put on this concert for all of her neighbors. It's a sing-along. We all join in, they take requests, and it's such an act of love for the community, building something intangible, but that really brings us all together.
I love that. Dr. Aldeo, a lot of listeners have shared stories about neighborly kindness. Do you think this pandemic is reshaping the way we interact with people around us?
Yes, absolutely. And I love the stories too. You know, as you mentioned, I live in New York City. This is a place where we don't talk to our neighbors very much. We're constantly running. We don't know where, but we're always running somewhere, right? And I noticed that in the past few weeks, people are talking more to their neighbors. I'm talking more to my neighbors. I'm getting to know them better. And very quickly, yesterday, I was walking around my neighborhood, and I saw about 7 or 8 people. They were on the sidewalk with a table, balloons, a cake. They were practicing social distancing, and they were celebrating a birthday. And as I walked, they started talking to me and telling me about the birthday celebration that they were having. And I had a moment, and I was like, this is not a New York that I recognize. You know, this is we're changing a lot how we are connecting with other people.
That's great. Let's listen to this next story from Katie, who wanted to share something she witnessed while waiting in line at the store.
The woman in front of me at the line gave the cash register person $20 for each person in the line after me to use towards our groceries. So I think she gave him about $100. It was really amazing. And I was in that like fearful place. And then I just turned to her and I was like, oh my God, thank you so much. And she said, we really have to take care of each other during this time. And I just totally started crying. It just really touched me. Everybody in the store was kind of thinking of themselves. And here was this wonderful woman that was able to get outside of the fear. And survival makes us all want to think of ourselves. And it's an important thing to do when we're taking care of our families. But how evolved it was for me to witness this wonderful woman step outside of that fear-based consciousness and into this wonderful neighborly act. It was just extremely touching.
Dr. Aldeo, I love Katie's framing of this story as stepping outside of that fear-based consciousness. As a psychologist, how do you view this story?
Yeah, I mean, as a psychologist, as a person, it's really giving me goosebumps, to be honest. It's, you know, and basically, you know, I work a lot with anxious clients, and, you know, anxiety is an emotion that makes us retreat. It makes us hide. It makes us sort of protect ourselves and close off to others. But sometimes some people respond to anxiety in a different way. They actually open themselves up. They actually go out of their way to connect with others. And like in this case, to be generous. So what I would say, you know, to the listeners of the show is, you know, I know that when we're feeling anxious and stressed, we want to hide, we want to run away. And that's going to be the default answer, the default response in many ways. But maybe every now and then you can actually take that opposite action. And when you have fear, when you're anxious, maybe open yourself up and help your neighbor, you know, or help somebody else, or just simply ask somebody how they're doing. And I think that that can go a long way, not only in terms of helping other people, but also in terms of helping you manage your anxiety a lot better, you know, standing up to it, facing it, and crushing it, really.
Clinical psychologist Amelia Aldeo, thank you so much for joining us for this moment of joy in the middle of the pandemic. We appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
And before we close, the staff on our show wanted to share ways that they are finding joy right now.
Hey, this is Jeff Pierre, The Last Dance on ESPN.
Caroline Kelly, Possum Instagram accounts.
Barry Hardiman, rereading a bunch of Regency romance like Georgette Heyer's books.
Will Jarvis, what's bringing me joy is I finally got around to watching The Sopranos and learned how to properly say gabagool.
Saraya Muhammad, every Thursday, my son tells me he's going to the club. It's really just a live DJ set on Instagram. It makes me smile, and it gives me hope that one day we'll all be able to get out and dance and be together in the same space again.
Monica Evstatieva, long hikes through the forest.
Ashley Westerman, making a s'more using the microwave.
Lauren Megaki, as one of the few folks still coming into the office, my coworker gifted me the Girl Scout cookies that she'd left behind. Thanks, Hannah.
I'm Casey Morell, the return of live soccer, that and alcohol.
Simone Popperl, watching the plants in our garden grow what feels like a foot a day at this point.
I'm James Willits, and I've got a little boy turning one, bringing me lots of joy, toddling around the house and engaging us with all kinds of smiles and laughter.
This is Eric Maripodi, and my joy is those brief and rare moments of quiet.
This is Dave Blanchard, and what's bringing me joy is games of cribbage with my family.
Hi, this is Mia Venkat, and my mom drove up to D.C. to drop off a bunch of home-cooked Indian meals for me, and I was so happy because I've been home alone in D.C. for 2 months, and I am tired of cooking for myself.
Claire Lombardo, a fresh jar of Nutella sitting in my pantry.
I'm Ari Shapiro, and what's been giving me joy is that my garden is producing way more greens than I can handle, so I've been giving bags and bags of them to my elderly neighbors, saving them from having to go to the supermarket. My co-host Michelle Martin will be here tomorrow to answer more of your questions. Send them to us at npr.org/nationalconversation. On Twitter, use the hashtag NPRConversation or call and leave us a message at 202-403-0386. Again, that number is 202-403-0386. We've got 3 days left to answer your questions, so send them in. This is The National Conversation with All Things Considered from NPR News.